Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
So last night I posted a blog to my blog site, which is blog.melissatimes.com. And it is something that I'm now revealing to the world that I've been going through for the past 5 weeks. And that is the process of freezing my eggs. Now, I talked about this a couple years ago because Katie and I decided that we wanted to freeze my eggs. One, because I'm older than Katie, mm-hmm. and I'm also a kidney transplant recipient. So just in case something, you know, the worst happens and I get sick again and there's something that happens where, well, if I got sick again, they wouldn't be able to go through this process with me. Mm-hmm. So we want to go ahead and have the option of having my children and going ahead and freezing the eggs.
So this means you guys definitely want kids.
Yes.
Just not right this very second.
Yes, correct.
Is that what that means? That's why you would freeze them rather than go ahead and just
that is
get
correct.
Pregnant right now.
Yes. It is IVF, but it is a stunted version of IVF. It's the first half.
In vitro okay. fertilization.
Correct.
Right?
It okay. is the first half of it.
Okay.
But instead of, like for instance, we tease about, like Octomom is worst case scenario. Where, you know, too many eggs were put in, you know, the eggs were put back in her and then she got pregnant with all these babies.
Eight.
Right, with eight babies. That's the worst case scenario. That usually doesn't happen. But with me, instead of them putting them back into my uterus, that they are actually going to put them in the freezer.
So they're going to be fertilized eggs.
They're going to be fertilized eggs.
Two years ago,
we talked about freezing my eggs and the doctor said, well, you know what? Freezing eggs is experimental, but freezing embryos is not. And apparently embryos are stronger to endure the freezing process and the thawing process, but eggs usually are too fragile for that and may not survive the freezing process.
So when do you need me?
So Jeff is my sperm donor. And
Save that.
That's a whole other conversation about men. When you tell them that you need sperm, for some reason there's something instinctual in them that even if they're married, even if they whoever they are, there are not. Jeff is not the only DJ in town that offered. Let me just say that.
Oh, really?
So anyway, and I'm not talking about Q100. So anyway, but it is neither one of those men, and we are not disclosing to the public who he is, but it is somebody we know because we've gone through the process of the sperm bank, mm-hmm. but it's a bizarre thing to go through because we almost felt like we were playing God because it's like you order from a catalog. You order eyes and hair and height and, you know,
wow.
and all that stuff, and it just was weird. But we went through that process, and we didn't have a good experience with that sperm bank. So we said, you know what? Let's just pick somebody we know. Mm-hmm. We picked somebody we know that already has a family, already has children. We've included his wife in this process, so it's
okay,
them as a
cool.
pair. It's
cool.
not him individually. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so we know this couple and know them for a long time and are very, you know, secure with that. Anyway, so what I was talking about last night is for the past 5 weeks, I've gone through hormone injections and pills and that kind of thing. And
clearly.
one of the reasons I wasn't going to talk about it on air because I knew Bert and Jeff would try to egg me on to try to either get me really mad or make me
right,
cry.
Make you cry. Yes.
So I said, I'm not, and I told the fertility clinic, I said, I'm not telling the guys until we're just about done. So When we were on Burt's Big Adventure, I revealed it to Jen because she was my roommate. And I, the first process was to take birth control pills because they were wanting to regulate my hormones. And I have never taken birth control pills because I have never been with a man. So
well,
I never.
Jen takes like three of them a day.
I take a lot. I know all about it.
But Jen sucks them down like M&M's.
I'm like an expert. They're in a bowl on your coffee table.
Shut up. Whatever. So I took my little packet out at Burt's Big Adventure in the hotel room, and I told Jen, and I said, I just, you know, I sought her advice on it because I felt stupid that most women know exactly what to do with birth control pills, and I didn't. So I got Jen's advice on that.
It's funny.
And then, I told her, I said, if you miss a couple days, don't take them all at once.
No. Because that's
you will be sick as a dog.
So I did.
Not telling you how I know.
I don't know. So I took those for 3 weeks, and then I started injections after that where I give myself shots.
Oh, Lord.
Where do you have to get the shots at?
In the stomach.
Whoa!
Wow! Like into your ovaries?
No, just in the stomach because it's absorbed faster in the stomach.
Oh! Whoa.
So if now my mother is, you know, most people when they grow older become diabetic. It's just it just seems to be that's the case. And so Millie Pete's been diabetic now for a few years, and she has to do self injections. And I've helped her with that, so I'm glad that I saw her do it and have helped her because this injection, the needle was really small, and I did it, and so I've been doing that for a week.
Is it painful?
That one's not, but what I've been doing this week is a cocktail of where I have to mix it myself. And again, the description's in the blog, but I have to mix it myself, and then it's a bigger needle and a bigger injection, and that one stings a little bit.
Ew.
So I have to.
What is it a cocktail of, or is that too detailed?
Well, it's. With a woman, you have a certain hormone that your body produces right before you have your cycle. And what I didn't realize is I always thought that the eggs
Isn't that called progesterone?
They gave
I'm
it another
back to
name.
Biology. I don't know.
But apparently, with women, I thought that your eggs were already in your ovaries and inset, and they just come out one at a time. But every month they grow. Every month there's the seed of one, but it does not develop until right before it's released.
Really?
Which I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
I thought you just had a ton of tiny little chickens.
That's what I thought.
There.
That's what I thought. But the reason I have to go through this process, well, not chickens, but, you know, hard shells.
Thank you, Bonnie.
So anyway. So, but all these hormones are to force my ovaries to develop more than one, so that I have a large amount that are now growing. And then next week, I will be out of the show for one day, but I don't know which day because it depends on the progress.
Yeah, depends on your ovulation.
That's what Bert said.
Right. But I go back in tomorrow, and I'll be there at the fertility clinic every day getting blood work and getting ultrasounds done to see the progress of these eggs. And then one day next week.
Release a whole bunch of them.
And I release
and
a whole bunch of them.
Capture them like they go fishing.
Exactly. And then next week, when the day that I'm out is the day that I'm getting it done, and then what they do is they take all those little eggs, and then they take all this little sperm, and they put them all together, and then I find out how many embryos have been created, and then they go in the freezer. So by the end of next week, I will be a mother to ice cubes.
How do they get the eggs?
That is amazing.
Is it like a surgical process?
I have to go under anesthesia, and they go in, and they physically take them.
Wow.
So, that's crazy.
Dude, that is so cool. So, thank you for letting us follow along the whole process.
So next week, I will, I guess, technically be a mom, kind of.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, so if it takes, because all those, anybody who's done IVF know that there is a possibility that I go through all this and nothing comes of it.
And so, it's expensive, too, isn't it?
That's why it took us 2 years to get here.
Wow.
Is because it has taken us 2 years to be able to afford this. So,
man,
because insurance doesn't cover it. But if a man wanted a little blue pill, he could have insurance. But that's a different story, too.
That's a different blog post.
That's a whole, yes. So, anyway, so, yes. Yeah, so that is
how exciting.
So, I'm freezing my eggs, and next week I will have eggs in the freezer.
Now,
finally.
Is this the wrong time to point out that I just had Flying Biscuit drop off breakfast and it can a lot of eggs?
You knew he was going to have to say
something.
Come on. It's like way too adult and serious of a conversation. You knew that had to come up.
That's the best you come up with is
you knew
chicken
it had
eggs? Well, anyway, I was going to make some kind of egg white joke or something, you know, egg joke that whatever. But anyway, so I'm currently shooting my stomach and about to release like anywhere from 10 to 20 eggs. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.